I'm back at Bankside, Shakespeare's Globe, Saturday evening, and it is the interval in Boudicca. I do offend if I pronounce it wrong. Boudicca, Boadicea, on stage here at the Globe, it's being pronounced as Boudicca. Good enough for me? That sounds good enough for me. So I'm looking out across, directly in front of me, across the Old Father. I can see St. Paul's illuminated. It is a grand sight. This is the second time I've been to see Boudicca this season at the Globe. Rarely I return to see a second performance. I try and take in as many of the performances, all the shows, each season, each summer. Occasionally, one just jumps out and grabs you. There's more to it that in the first sitting, it requires a little extra. And Boudicca is one of those. It is just brutal. So it tells the, I think the well-known story of Queen Boudicca. But spending a little too much of my time around Colchester, I guess I get to know the story a little bit more than other folk. But it tells the story of the grand warrior who burnt down her home kingdom to try and slay the Romans. And this production, it doesn't hold back. Just before the interval, we were witness to a Roman centurion having his tongue being cut out very, very graphically, and then he spat it out on the stage. I wasn't too close to the front, but yeah, I kind of winced slightly as specks of blood, I don't think it was real blood, came a little too close for me. I think this ends quite soon, the run for Boudicca. Have a look on the Globe's website if you're keen to come along. £5 a ticket, £5 to stand in the yard, and it's for about 3 hours or so with the interval. It's manageable, it's completely fine. It's remained the best priced ticket in town since the Globe first opened back in 1997. Anyway, I think the bell will go soon. We are in for Act Two. I know what's to come, and I'm relishing it even more. This is a stunning, stunning Bankside performance. Go see it.